Slide number 3. Next two slides are most important in this presentation. These slides explain reasons why the spin direction may be rotated even after spin-independent scattering. By spin-independent scattering, I mean a scattering which is described by a spin-independent Hamiltonian. This literally means that during scattering there is not any force which could rotate the spin. Still, the spin is rotated after the scattering. It is a pure quantum mechanical effect, and a macro-sized object cannot experience such rotation. It is a feature of only elemental particles like an electron. Since there is no analogous effect in macro world, it might be difficult to understand this effect quickly. In the case when it is not easy to follow my following arguments and explanations, please visit my website. There are many animations and mathematical proofs there. They may be helpful to understand better this very interesting effect. This slide explains an electron state and its spin properties. According to the Pauli exclusion principle, an electron state can be occupied maximum by two electrons of opposite spins. Therefore, there are three possibilities of occupation of electron state as it is shown at left upper side of the slide. When the state is not occupied by any electrons, I define the state as empty. Obviously, an empty state does not have any spin. When the state is occupied by one electron, the spin of state is 1/2 and the spin have a direction. Therefore, I define this state as a spin state. In the case when the state is occupied by two electrons of opposite spins, the spin of the state is zero and there is no spin direction. I define such state as a full state. The schematic diagram in the upper right corner shows the energy distribution of electron state for delocalized electrons in metal. Each electron state is distinguished by its energy, direction of wave vector, and symmetry. The states of high energy, at least 5 kT above the Fermi energy, are not occupied by electrons, and almost all of them are empty states with no spin. Almost all states of lower energy, at least 5 kT below the Fermi energy, are occupied by two electrons, and almost all of them are the full state with no spin as well. A state energy of which is near the Fermi energy may be filled by one electron and have a spin 1/2. Also, there is a probability that that state is not filled or it is filled by two electrons of opposite spins. The following is very important. Only a spin state has non-zero spin, and spin state has a spin direction. Spin of full and empty states is zero. Since these states do not have a spin, they don't have a spin direction as well. If a spin state is described by a spinor, in contrast, the wave function of full state is a scalar. That means that the wave function of full state is an invariant on any spatial rotations. This literally means that three full states depicted in left lower part of the slide are identical and undistinguishable. It is very important feature of an electron, which leads to effect of spin rotation during spin-independent scatterings. You may say, hey, why is they not distinguishable? Just look at them. We can easily distinguish all three of them. You may say that only because I depicted the electrons as micro-sized objects with surface color, surface structure, surface roughness. Remember, An electron is an elementary particle, which does not have these all attributes. The electron has only one feature which could make distinguishable its orientation in the space. It is its spin direction. When the electron gets into the full state, it loses this feature. All we know about the electrons in the full state is that their spins are in opposite directions. But there is nothing inside a full state which could memorize or record the information in which particular direction spins are pointed. Let us take as an example electrons of the inner shell of atom or electrons of an atom of inert gas. We know that in this case the total spin of all electrons is zero. That means that numbers of electrons which spin parallel and antiparallel to any axis are equal. This statement is valid not for some specific axis, but for all axes. In case of two electrons, this feature is just depicted at lower left part of the slide. So it is correct. In the next slide, I will show how this important quantum mechanical feature causes the spin rotations.